Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who recently earned her Doctorate of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Royal Oak, Michigan. Sister Megan's reflection is entitled, Hindsight or 2020 Vision.
A reading from the first book of Samuel. All the elders of Israel came in a body to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, Now that you are old and your sons do not follow your example, appoint a king over us as other nations have to judge us. Samuel was displeased when they asked for a king to judge them. He prayed to the Lord, however, who said in answer, Grant the people's every request. It is not you they reject. They are rejecting me as their king. Samuel delivered the message of the Lord in full to those who were asking him for a king. He told them, The rights of the king who will rule you will be as follows. He will take your sons and assign them to his chariots and horses, and they will run before his chariot. He will also appoint from among them his commanders of groups of 1,000 and of 100 soldiers. He will set them to do his plowing and his harvesting, and to make his implements of war and the equipment of his chariots. He will use your daughters as ointment makers, as cooks, and as bakers. He will take the best of your fields, vineyards, and olive groves, and give them to his officials. He will tithe your crops and your vineyards and give the revenue to his eunuchs and his slaves. He will take your male and female servants as well as your best oxen and your asses and use them to do his work. He will tithe your flocks and you yourselves will become his slaves. When this takes place, you will complain against the king whom you have chosen, but on that day, the Lord will not answer you. The people, however, refused to listen to Samuel's warning and said, Not so. There must be a king over us. We too must be like other nations, with a king to rule us and to lead us in warfare and fight our battles. When Samuel had listened to all the people had to say, he repeated it to the Lord, who then said to him, Grant their request. And appoint a king to rule them. The Word of the Lord. When an eye doctor says you have 20/20 vision, he or she is simply saying that your eyesight is normal, is average, that you can see an eye chart from standing 20 feet away. If such is the case for being able to see what is right in front of you, then perhaps hindsight provides a clearer vision. The proverb, hindsight is 20/20 vision, speaks to the ability to see how something turns out after the event has taken place, that it's easy to know the right thing to do after it has happened. Hindsight leads to comments like, if I'd only know then what I know now. I have a feeling the Israelites said that more than once. It's a common experience throughout human history. We want something, we do something, we make certain decisions, and it's only with the ongoing journey of life that we look back and see that if we had paid closer attention, then life might have been different. The thing is, though, the Israelites would never be able to say, if we'd only know then what we know now in this situation. For Samuel is warning them, telling them, this will happen if you insist on having a human king. But the Israelites are looking peripherally at what is around them and seeing something that they want that they don't have. Through their elders, they make a demand of Samuel to appoint a king to rule and judge over them as other nations have. They have dismissed their call to be a light to other nations, that is to be a blessing, to be holy and distinct from other nations. Instead, They want to be just like these other nations. The desire of the people of Israel is not unlike other petulant children who want what they want when they want it. Samuel is displeased and approaches the Lord, who says, "Grant the people's every request." Not because it will go well for them, but because God respects human freedom. Samuel must have thought the Lord was crazy, but he did as he had been instructed to do, and he told the people, "Okay, you want a king? You'll get a king. But this is what's going to happen." And he went on trying to convince them that having a king was not a good idea. Their children and animals would work for the king. Their harvests would be tithed to him. Their freedom would be taken from them. In essence, they would become servants of the king, who would live in luxury at their expense. Unable or unwilling to see clearly what was being presented to them, the people demanded not just a king to judge them, but one who would lead them into warfare. Instead of clinging to the promise of life that the Lord had given, they chose death and destruction. In order for what? To be like other nations. In due time, all that Samuel had predicted came true, and the people did indeed eventually regret having asked for a king. Are we any different today, thousands of years later? Are we not also people who desire to have what others have? Are we not people who are swayed by 24/7 advertising that reminds us of what is lacking in our lives, and that is suggesting that if we simply acquire this thing or that gadget, then our lives will be fulfilled? Are we not people who look to our politicians to either rescue us from what we don't have, or who will do what they must in order for us to keep what we do have and not share our resources with others? Like the Israelites, we too have been set aside through our baptism to be a light to the nations. If we live according to that understanding, then we will find our lives fulfilled, plenty, enough, because our sights are set on Jesus, our true King, the ruler of our hearts. When we live out of this mindset, then we won't be the ones looking around to see what we don't have. Rather, others will be looking to us to see what we do have, and will begin seeking it, seeking Him for themselves. We're still early in the year 2020. Perhaps it's time for us to have our vision checked and make sure we're focused on the one who is our fulfillment.